Praise the Lord.
Where is the fruit of that? Do you see it? Do you know for
a fact that you truly love God. I want you to go with me for a few minutes, and I promise I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to bring a message to you, a message this morning, amen, a message in its entirety. Hopefully we can get through in time, because it's a timely message. Amen, amen. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you this morning on Blog Talk Radio, and God is good. If you can go with me quickly to Romans chapter 12. Amen, amen, amen. Romans chapter 12. We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 2. Amen. I promise you I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to get this message just to someone that's listening. There's someone out there that you're saying, there's got to be more that I'm supposed to be doing. I want to do the will of the Father, but I just don't know where to begin or what I'm supposed to do. But I want to encourage you this morning. Amen, 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 amen. Are you there yet? Amen. I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Your reasonable service. Did you hear that? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. 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 Do you understand? Amen. It's important that, you know, we hear people all the time, they say, I got saved, and they still doing the same old, or some that didn't. You know, people just walk around and think that accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is just a prerequisite for getting into heaven, and that's the end of it. But the devil is a liar. How many of us know that? There's so many more things you're supposed to be doing for God. Did you know that? But first of all, we have to empty ourselves, right, in order to be ready to be used by the Lord. Amen. I hear people put a ministry in a corner. They say this one's called, that one's not called, but only God knows who's called. Amen. God can use anyone. He said, if I can use a rock, and he uses a rock, the Bible tells that God says at a point he will use a rock to carry his word. So we need to know that God is a spirit, right? Amen. And he will use whoever he wants to use. Amen. 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 Today we are living in a world that is geared to self-fulfillment. Amen. We are living in a generation where men are lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. You can read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 through 4. Men and women's lives are centered around self, their desires, their plans, their enjoyment. You know, recently I invited someone to come do something for me, and the first thing he started talking about something personal they had going on. They never included the fact that they were doing this for God. It never affected their brain. Yet they're in ministry hoping to grow and flourish, but yet they don't understand the sacrifice that is need to be made for God. Amen, amen. Do you understand what I'm saying to you this morning? Amen. Let me give you an example. Someone asked you to come and to just to come to their church, and they want you to speak on a Sunday for something, and you say, no, I got stuff to do. I got a party I'm supposed to go to for a relative, because the relative you've said is more important than God. Amen. Maybe God wants you there to speak to those people because he knows there's someone there that he has just positioned to hear the message that you have to give, because that message coming from you, it will affect them more than it will coming from someone else. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? Amen, amen. So our lives are centered around our future. Amen. Our families, amen. Our friends, our homes, our careers, our happiness, our satisfaction, not around God. In a world where everything is geared to self, how are we going to empty ourselves? How are we going to discern God's will if we're all caught up in everything that's going on? How are we going to recognize when we are walking in rebellion? Amen. Sometimes we can be so caught up in everything that we tend to forget where we are with God. Amen. Following after our own will instead of walking in obedience of God's will. The answer is simple. We must come out from the world where self-will and self-pleasing rules. Amen. It's all about self-awareness and self-this and self-that. You know, recently I had someone come to me and say, oh, you know, they are doing, what is it called? There's a thing where you go to people and you tell them about their life coach. And they came to me and they said, you know, I do the same thing you do. And I said, you do? And they said, yeah. They said, I'm a life coach. And I said, the only life coach I know is Jesus Christ. I don't know any other life coach. The Holy Spirit, that's a deep life coach, right? Amen, amen. The God within us, that's a life coach, amen. But as far as a man, a person, a human being my life coach, I think that's genocide. The Bible talks about it's not leaning on the arm of man. So for I hear a Christian talking about they're leaning on a life coach, they need to get back to the altar. Amen, amen. But the answer is simple. We must come out from the world where self will and self-fulfillment rules, amen? There are many Christians today who do not know or not and are not doing the will of God because their minds, attitudes, and desires and wills have been conformed to the world. Recently, someone I know was having a party, and they said they're celebrating themselves. They were celebrating themselves for two different occasions. And I said, okay, fine, that's cool. And then they said, well, we're going to have so much alcohol, you're not going to be able to come. And I said, what? And they were telling me this. They literally told me up front, you're not going to want to come because we have a lot of alcohol, but yet the person walked around under a position in the church, and they were saying that alcohol came before allowing a saint to come. You get my point? People are caught up in self. They don't think. No one's checking themselves to see if I'm thinking, is this lining up with the word of God, what I'm saying? Am I lining up with the word of God? Amen, amen, amen. Then we wonder why the Bible tells us in the latter days there'll be a great falling away from the church. There are people that know when they come to church, they don't have time for the foolishness. They're coming to receive from Christ. But then when they get there, all of a sudden you've got the world in the church. Then they say, well, what's the difference in me sitting at home watching a televangelist? I might as well stay at home, look at TV. At least I'm going to have peace there. At least I can get before God right there. Amen, amen, amen. So to be able to know the will of God and live our lives in obedience to his will, we must get rid of the worldly attitudes that we have been programmed into our minds. Our minds must be renewed, amen, and conform to God's will as he reveals in his word, amen. We must get into the word of God and read that word, amen, for the renewing of the mind, amen, amen. Get into the word, amen, read it, amen. Get in Bible study, learn about it, know about it, amen, amen. Feed the Holy Spirit, allow it to grow within you and develop within you. Amen, amen, amen. This empty of self is a continual process. Amen. It's not instantaneous. As God reveals to you the areas in your life where you are following your own self-will, instead of walking in obedience to his will, you must be willing to surrender that area to God. Amen. As Jesus surrendered his will by saying, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. Recently, I was offered a considerable amount of money to take on an assignment. And the assignment dealt with the world. It didn't deal with the church. It didn't deal with ministry. And I tell you, it was the most difficult decision because in my past life, I would have jumped on it. I mean, I'm one of those people, I'm a go-getter, and I believe in, you know, I'm a business-oriented person. So I truly, it was like, I'm telling you, the bon appetit to be on your, you know, just to feed you what you always desire. But I went to God. And I realized it would take me out from what I was trying to do for God. And I know I'm saved because anytime I thought like that over a situation where the money was something that said I would not even have to worry about money in a lifestyle change, I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. But I had to push back and say no because I had to consider my Lord and Savior first. Amen. And when at the end of the day, that's who I'm going to stand before. So I pushed back on it. It was difficult, the most difficult thing I've ever done. But it was the right thing that I've ever done. Amen? So here it is. We need to know. We need to go when things come up and say, not my will, but God's will be done. Amen? As he reveals to you areas in your life where you are putting your selfish desires, goals, and plans above doing his will, you must be willing to surrender them to God and say, not my will, but your wills be done. Just as Jesus said, as he reveals to you areas of your life, possessions, money, houses, land, prestige, position, you are not willing to give up for his sake and the sake of the gospel, you must repent and say, not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. Amen. There may be family members, friends, or a career that you are putting above the will of God. You must be willing to relinquish all claims upon these and be willing to put Christ in doing his will first. You must be willing to say, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus said, if any man come to him and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brother and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So likewise, whatsoever be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. That's Luke 14:26-33. He is not saying literally hate, I want to tell you that, but he's talking about the sin that they do. He is expecting for you not to be Eli. We have so many churches built on Eli. You have people that are in the pulpit, they know their children is off the chain, disrespectful, don't have any kind of anointing, yet they promote them because they think the church is a hierarchy. They don't understand that it is not a monarchy, that the church belongs to God. And that God will do the same thing that he did to Hibah. He will remove his spirit, and that church will be sitting there dormant, just doing nothing, bringing nobody in, getting no life, nothing, not delivering nobody, not even a word going across. So I'm trying to encourage someone this morning to repent and get back for God and tell God, not my will, but your will be done. Amen, amen. We must forsake, renounce, surrender, claim, amen, to and give it up all that was to have. Amen. Jesus won the victory for you over yourself and will in the Garden of Gethsemane. He came to earth in the form of human flesh, and in the Garden of Gethsemane totally surrendered his will to God's will. You have been set free from your self-will. You can't run around talking about, I got to do this. It's in me to do this. You know, God wants me to go on TV and slander his name and make him look like a joke for money. The devil is a liar. That's your self-will. That's you that will stand before God and give account for that. Amen, amen. And the people that followed you and thought that God was not God, amen, because of you minimizing him or blaspheming the Holy Ghost, amen. You can do it. You can live your life in total surrender to God's will. Know that. Amen, amen. As you repent and remember to say, not my will, but your will be done. Amen. And God reveals areas in your life where you have not emptied yourself and surrendered them to him. You must choose. You must willingly submit them, amen, to him. As you do this, God will hear you. Just as he heard Jesus as he struggled and agonized in the Garden of Gethsemane and sent an angel to strengthen him during that hour, God will strengthen you, hallelujah, and enable you to empty yourself and lose your life for his sake. In this final hour of time, God is preparing a people who are willing to give up themselves, amen, hallelujah, to empty themselves, to give up claims to all that they have, to make a full and complete surrender of their will to his will. They are the people that will say, not my will, but your will be done. I want to thank you for allowing me to come before you. I came to you this morning with Romans 12, verses 1 through 2. I want to encourage you this morning to empty yourself, to allow God to use you. We live in a time now where God's looking for those that will say, yes, Lord, let your will be done. Amen. Not my will, but let your will be done. Amen, amen. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin signing off from you on Blog Talk Radio. I love you, I love you, I love you, and know that God loves you too. Amen, amen.